Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio. B-Podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another podcast of the Life Project on Unica Radio. This podcast shares the experiences of people who volunteered or are still volunteering. My name is Pauline, and in today's podcast, we will hear about Özge's experience as a volunteer. Özge is 24 years old. She's from Turkey, from Bodrum more specifically. She studied for her bachelor's degree in the Netherlands, and then she decided to move to Belgium in order to study her master's degree, and now for her professional career. She has been involved in many different organizations as a volunteer and in different countries too, as we will hear. So in today's episode, we will discuss Özge's experience as a volunteer, but also her thoughts, feelings, and of course, whether she would recommend people to follow that path or not. So Özge, welcome to the show. Could you briefly introduce yourself? Is there anything important I haven't said?
Hello, Pauline. Well, you pretty much said everything, but maybe I could just briefly mention about my bachelor's degree and master's degree so people could have more of a background information also when I'll be talking about my volunteering experiences. Yeah. I did my bachelor's degree in sociology at Tilburg University. And during my bachelor's degree, I had my minor in gender and conflict studies. And then for my master's, I did conflict and development studies at Ghent University.
Nice, really interesting. Okay, so thank you very much for the info and for introducing yourself. Now we are going to take a short break and then we are going to be back on Unica Radio in order to hear about your story, Özge. Stay tuned. Hi again, we are back with Özge, who volunteered for many organizations and in various places over the years. Özge, how are you?
I'm fine, Pauline, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Nice, we're happy to see you and to hear about you. So first, can I ask you to briefly describe how you first got into volunteering and why, and what made you go further with volunteering?
Yeah, well, my first volunteering experience was during my high school, actually. I was living in Izmir, and I think it was in 2015 when we had the so-called migration crisis, and the city I was living in was a really important point for a lot of refugees who were coming from Syria, who were trying to reach Europe. So we started receiving a lot of refugees, so I was like, okay, I actually want to do something about this. So I started contacting some of the local organizations in the city and asked them if I could in any way help. So I started going to this one specific organization who they were trying to distribute humanitarian aid and also legal support. Since I was rather young, they didn't really let me do like a lot of important things, but I would still go every weekend and just meet with other volunteers and see what they were doing and just kind of help in the office to prepare the packages for the aid they were providing and everything. So that was my first real volunteer experience. And then after also spending a lot of time with people there, I was like, okay, I think I really want to also keep on doing the volunteering stuff when I start my university education. So yeah, I think that was my first experience.
Nice. Okay, that's really interesting. And then you moved to the Netherlands and then you volunteered, yeah, and you got involved into other organizations. Could you please explain a bit?
So I moved to the Netherlands, and then it was the second year of my bachelor's degree. I wanted to do another volunteering experiences, so I contacted Isaac, and asked if I could join in one of their projects. And they, at that time, they had this project called Noor Project, which was they were trying to create a dialogue between the Arab world and the Western countries. So they were sending students to countries in the MENA region. So I decided to go to Beirut, Lebanon, to work with an organization called 26 Letters. And this organization was providing a quality education for everyone. They were aiming at providing quality education for everyone. So they were working with disadvantaged children who were not able to attend school. And in that time, it was mainly also refugees who were Syrian refugees who were in Lebanon because they had a lot of problems in enrolling schools and everything. I did that during my bachelor's degree. Should I also give more information about the?
Yeah, sure. That would be interesting. Yeah.
I actually went there as an English educator and curriculum developer. So this organization was kind of like a school. I mean, they would call themselves a school where kids who were not able to attend school would come there as if they were going to school around like 9, and then we would give classes. And I was the English educator, so I would have give English classes, and also I was helping the organization to create their curriculum. The school was also trying to create an alternative curriculum for kids to be more interactive, and they were giving a lot of ethical examples and they were trying to create, they were trying to include these like interactive learning techniques and everything. So I was also working with a group of volunteers to create this group, school curriculum for the organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. So you stayed there for 1 month, right?
I stayed for 2 months. Yeah.
2 months, sorry. Uh-huh. And then you came back to the Netherlands, and then you were involved in, so you continued, you kept on doing your sociology bachelor, and then you also volunteered for other organizations?
Yeah, the 26 Letter was the only organization I volunteered during my bachelor's degree. And then when I moved to Belgium, for my master's, I started volunteering with Ghent for Humanity. It's another Belgian-based non-governmental organization, and they were providing humanitarian aid to refugees who were in Dunkirk and in Calais in France. So I also volunteered with them for like 4-5 months. But the experience was quite different than the one in Lebanon, because we would only have... we would only go to France once a month. So it was more of like the whole month we would not really actively do something, but then every month, one day we would go to France to distribute humanitarian aid to refugees.
Mm-hmm. And then during the month when you were in Belgium before going, would you like prepare?
We would have like one or two meetings before we would go to France. So the first one was mainly about like a packaging, what the stuff you would bring there. So it would just like be, I don't know, like we would meet with other volunteers and just help the organization to package the stuff. And then the second one was like right before, it's usually like the day before we leave to go to France. It's to talk more about like how we are feeling and like how, more also about the practicalities. We would have like two meetings every month.
Okay, interesting. So first you volunteered in high school, and then you volunteered during university. You went to Lebanon, then you volunteered in Belgium, but I mean like in France, because you would go once a month. And then were you involved in other volunteering activities?
I was also involved in, I volunteered with an organization called Europe Must Act. It's a pan-European organization. And this volunteering was mainly online, because I was just volunteering as a Turkish translator. I would translate some texts from English to Turkish or Turkish to English. It was mainly testimonies from refugees or some legal documents. That would be my role in that organization.
And how long would it take? Like, would you do it every week, every day?
Every week, I think, like, for I didn't really had any it was not like really scheduled, but I think I would still spend like every week 15 hours or something to work for the organization. Mm-hmm. And we would also have a lot of online meetings with other translators because none of us were like real translators, so we would also discuss a lot between each other, like, okay, how should we do this, what should we do, how should we proceed with these like texts that we were receiving from the organization.
Okay, and for how long did you do that?
I think also 4 to 5 months. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then after that, I believe you also volunteered for other organizations?
I don't know if you can call, like, you can call that the experience as a volunteer experience, but I participated in an occupation at mm-hmm. our university. So there was since I think it started in 2025 in January, the people without papers in Belgium, they started occupying 5 different locations in Brussels, and they were demanding for a collective regularization. And as a group of students from my master's studies, we also wanted to do something in Ghent to show our solidarity with these people. So we decided to occupy our university building to take also more attention and also kind of force our university to be in solidarity with these people and also publish an open letter about the situation. So that was also, it was in 2021 in July. For 2 weeks, I was involved in this, and every day I was sleeping at the university and like having a lot of meetings with other people and doing different activities to take more attention about the situation of people without papers. Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. So it seems like mm-hmm. your field is often regarding migration.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's always more or less related.
Yeah, exactly.
And then after that, I believe you also volunteered in Turkey again.
That was also a volunteering experience I had, but it was also for my my master's thesis as well. So I volunteered with an organization called Kürkaya Kültür. They were located in Gaziantep, Turkey, close to the Syrian border in southeastern Turkey. And that organization was trying to create a dialogue between the newcomers, like this, between the migrant community and the local community. So they were doing a lot of activities, like, I don't know, exhibitions where they would connect, where they would try to reach both communities. So I was there for a month, and I was helping them to organize some of the events, and also I was working for my thesis, so I would also conduct interviews with refugees and with people from the organization.
Okay, nice. That's really interesting. So you had mm-hmm. a lot of different volunteering experiences.
Yeah,
you were really diverse. You went from teaching to also doing interviews to helping with food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting. Thank you very much for sharing. Now we're going to take another short music break, and then we will be back to hear Özge's thoughts and feelings about volunteering. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. We are back with Özge on Unica Radio for the Life Project podcast. So Özge volunteered for many organizations, as we heard, and in various places over the years. Özge, do you think you had an impact while volunteering, and in what sense?
Yeah, I think this is like an interesting question, and I kind of I want to be to answer this. I want to be more. I want to be a bit careful by answering this because, yeah, I in a way I felt like I had an impact, but on the other side, I don't really see myself as this like a superior person who is going to different places to, you know, have huge impacts on people's life. So I think when answering this, like, we have to be careful about the power dynamics involved in this relationship of being the volunteer and like the people who you help. So I always try to create I always try to like eliminate this power dynamic and be more of like I'm actually doing something, but because I'm a bit, I know that I'm privileged and I know that I can use this privilege in a better way. So I always try to also create a more personal relationship with people whom I was working with. For example, if I take the examples in Lebanon, I was for 2 months I was working with four 8-year-old kids, and at the beginning I really had difficulties in adapting myself and also difficulties in positioning myself on like how I should, you know, deal with this. Like, should I really be like an English teacher or should I be more like their friends? And then I just decided to be, you know, like with more like friends and like try to create this personal connection with them. In that sense, I think I did have an impact. I think we were with my group of students, I think we were really able to create like a nice environment together, because I also realized this, that I also realized that like we would not only meet at school, but then we would, for example, do activities outside of school. Like, they would ask me to do stuff in the weekend, so we would go to the park, we would have walks and everything. So I think we really created this like this friendship between us. So in that sense, I think it kind of had a for me as well, it had an amazing impact, and I was also seeing on them as well that this relationship was like more than, okay, she's just a volunteer and she will leave in 2 months or something. So I think we were able to create that friendship and connection with the group I was working with.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. I think it's really important that you point out that power balance and to not feel that like because you're volunteering, you're superior mm-hmm. or whatever. So thank you very much for sharing this. And I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
So then I have another question regarding that power balance, regarding the volunteering, regarding all of your experiences. How would you encourage young people to volunteer locally or abroad?
Mm-hmm.
What should they take into consideration and how, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they could try to first find the field that they're interested in. So for me, it kind of grew naturally because I was in high school and I started, Turkey as a country and also the city I was living in started receiving a lot of refugees. So it was kind of like in a really natural way that I grew this interest towards the field of migration. But I feel like maybe first finding the field you're interested in is really important. And also I really encourage people to, more than trying to go abroad immediately, like I would encourage to do stuff locally, maybe like trying to find these like small organizations who are working in their neighborhood or in their city. So I also feel like you also see the impact even more because you live in that place and you actually know what are the problems. So it's in a way, I feel like a nicer start for this volunteering experiences. I feel like you should first try to do something in the place where you're living with also people from that place as well. And then of course, going abroad is also a nice addition to that. But yeah, I would encourage to maybe start first from like a local point and then like move abroad or do different volunteering experiences.
Okay, thank you very much for the insights. That's really interesting. Now it's the end of the podcast already. Thank you very much, Özge. This was really interesting, and I'm sure all the listeners were really happy to listen to you. So this was another episode of the Life Project on Unica Radio. See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio. Portala sempre con te.